Carpenter welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, Peggy Lee, and Bing's guest, Jimmy Durante. And here's Philco's wandering troubadour, Bing Crosby.
What do you mean wandering here? Now, just a minute. I've been home a whole week. This is the first day I've been out of the house, as a matter of fact.
Oh, Bing, what's the idea of staying right in the house?
Well, you know that bull moose that followed me down from Jasper Park last week?
Well, sure, but what's the moose got to do with your staying at home?
Well, Dixie hung my laundry on his antlers to dry, and that louse blew with my blouse.
Bing, I don't want to be fresh, but your laundry would frighten anything away.
Oh, that's so. Yeah, well, just for your information, the moose came back this morning.
With your washing?
Yes, and it was all iron, too. There must be a round moose with a flat iron somewhere in the neighborhood. But so much for the pressing problems of wildlife. It's time now for a ballad about wildlife in the hill country. This tune was introduced last year in one of our taffy pulls by the very talented Dorothy Shay, Park Avenue Hillbilly. Its title, Feudin', Fightin', and a Fussin'. I shall be aided and abetted by the Rhythm Ayers. John Scott Trotter, he's not a hillbilly, but he's quite a hill. Oh, John. Let's hear that a little. The most edited chord I've received on this show. Take off your boxing gloves and we'll continue.
Beyond the busy highway.
You're an evil.
Beyond the city strife.
You're an evil.
Let Waring fool around with that a while.
We highly treasure and take great pleasure in our blessed way of love. Feudin', a fussin', and a fightin'. Sometimes it gets downright excitin'. Don't like them ornery neighbors down by the creek. We'll be plumb out of neighbors next week. Grandma, poor old grandma, why'd they have to shoot poor grandma? She lies neath the clover. Seems they caught her bending over, reaching for the money, feudin', a fussin', and a fightin'. This is a wrong that needs a rightin'. Let's get that funeral service over, so then we'll go feudin' and fightin' again.
Fightin' and feudin' and a fussin', that's all that's going on with us.
We are such neighborly people, peaceful and sweet, all except when we happen to meet. Daughter, baby daughter, pies and all the neighbors' chicken.
Daughter, shouldn't daughter.
At least till she could run like the dickens. They hit her with a dozer.
Fighting and goodin' and
laid it right on her. Yes.
No use of standing here a cussin'.
Let's give our daughter a pistol now that she's four and go feudin' and fighting some more.
Fighting and feuding and a fussing.
We ain't a fooling.
What did that stranger want with us?
We ain't done nothing.
He was a revenue agent. Yep, he was until the boys had to hide him in the still.
Liquor! Mountain liquor!
It's better now, it kicks you much quicker. Moonshine, Mount Moonshine, has a glow that gets you much sicker. They serve it with a clothes brush. This ain't no corner you can brighten. Load up my double barrel shotgun, I'm getting the yen to go feudin' and a fussin'.
A feudin' and a fightin' again. Ah, that was swell, Bing.
Better?
Yes, indeed. A very gay number, too, but such a noisy life.
Yeah?
Think of those poor folks getting their ears blasted off with squirrel guns day and night.
Well, it beats blasting them off with radio commercials.
Oh, now, Bing, I'm not going to blast. I just want to ask if you've heard about Philco's terrific new table model radio phonograph.
Table model?
Well, sure, with the automatic record changer.
Side pockets, too?
Naturally not.
Well, you just lost a sale because Bob Hope is waiting for the pool table model.
Well, you just let Bob or anybody else take a listen to this new Philco table model automatic, Bing. Compare the tone, compare the performance, and let your ear be your guide. You will realize why we say that the Philco 1256 is the greatest table model radio phonograph of all time. See it at your Philco dealer before you buy any radio phonograph. Remember, the letters P-H-I-L-C-O on the nameplate are your assurance of built-in quality and performance. From the world's largest radio manufacturer, Philco, the leader.
These lovely bars of music herald a new song written by Peggy Lee and Dave Barber. Just an old love of mine. Peggy's going to sing it, too.
Just an old love of mine that began with dinner and wine. I thought that everything would be fine, but now he's an old love of mine, just an old dream gone wrong that began with the sweetest love song. And I've carried memories so long for just an old love of mine. So many times I've been lonely to do the things we would do. I'd go back to remember, but I'd see all the people we knew. Oh, I'd try to be gay, hoping you will see things my way. I can almost hear you say hello again, oh love of mine.
A fine song, Peggy. Really nice job of writing. Quite a tug to it. He delivered it well, too. Now, stand aside, because, and quickly, too, because here comes our guest of the evening, getting in on a self-made zephyr, Mr. Jimmy Durante.
You gotta start off each day with a song. Now, even when things go wrong, you feel better, you even look better. Huh?
The first time Crosby heard that note, he realized his future was with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And now for my second number, I'll sing. Where the blue of the night, blue of the night, meets the gold of the day.
Gold of the day.
Someone away.
Someone away.
Mr. Crosby, I wish you'd develop a style of your own.
Oh, James, for shame. Tish, tish.
And tosh, tosh to you.
How dare you?
How dare me what?
How dare you tosh while I tish?
I'm sorry, Bing, but that's life. It's filled with frustrations, carnations, and perplexities.
Problems, Jim?
If you want to resort to a shorter word, yes.
What form of perplexity has overtaken you?
You know that soap you're supposed to break in two and use half in the kitchen and half in the bath?
Yes, I'm familiar with that bar.
My problem is, I don't know which half to use in the kitchen and which half to use in the bath.
Well, what do you do?
I do what dentists do. I use powder.
Ah, yes, there's nothing like a little babbo in your brisket, is there?
Repeat that line,
Jim. I shan't. I'm bathing.
But you said something about brisket.
Yes.
But let's not stand here and brandade words.
What's your hurry?
Let's get this program over
with. What's the rush? What's the...
I left my car parked outside in front of a fire.
No, you mean a fire plug, don't you?
No, I parked it in front of a fire. I'm driving a Stanley steamer, and I got to keep the boiler going.
Stanley steamer, you're kidding. I thought a stylish fellow like you would be driving a snappy convertible with the top down.
I can't drive a car with the top down.
Why not?
The wind rushes up my nostrils, causing my eyes to rotate counterclockwise. You know, it's an affliction.
The same thing happens to Hope every time he passes a girl's school. Or a girl.
You know, Bing, I ought to get rid of that coal-burning contraption.
I ought to get rid of Hope, too. But must be embarrassing to drive into a filling station and ask for a half a ton of ethyl, isn't it?
Oh, I don't mind that so much, Bing. The embarrassing part is when I take a girl out.
Yeah.
By the time we get up to the top of Lookout Mountain, the poor thing is pooped out from stoking.
Are you kidding?
Really?
I don't believe it. I can't believe that even a man of your magnetic personality could charm a girl into shoveling coal.
Hi, Bing. Is this boy talk, or can I muscle in?
Well, cut right in, Peggy. You know Peggy, don't you, Jimmy?
Of course. I had the honor of driving Miss Peggy Lee to the studio tonight.
Just right, Peggy?
Right. And here's your shovel back, Jimmy.
I never had any luck with singers. The same thing happened with Hildegard.
You mean that you've had Hildegard shoveling coal for you?
Only for a brief moment, Bing. After three blocks, she got out of the car and said, "A little walking music, please, Harry."
She had a point there. Now, Jimmy, I wonder if you'd stand by while I tap Trotter for a little singing music. Huh?
I'd be delighted. And, Bing, while you're singing, I'll be as quiet as a butterfly doing push-ups on a lemon meringue pie.
You are most considerate, Jaime. Folks, again this week, we've whipped up a little review of a few tunes that were big last summer. Sort of trying to catch up on some of the good tunes that we blew. First off, That's My Desire.
To spend 1 hour with you in our old rendezvous and reminisce with you, that's my desire. To meet where gypsies play down in that dim cafe and dance till break of day, that's my desire. We'll sip a little glass of wine, I'll gaze into your eyes divine, I'll feel the touch of your lips pressing on mine. To hear you whisper low just when it's time to go, Cherie, I love you so. That's my desire.
I wonder. All by myself, I'm a feeling blue. Thoughts keep roaming through my mind. They're all of you. I wonder if you're dancing with somebody new. I wonder. Can't help it if I wonder. I'm gonna get me dressed up in my Sunday suit and find myself somebody who's about twice as cute. And when you realize that you and I are through, I wonder what you'll do. I bet Lombardo loved playing that one, huh?
Here's a song I revived some years ago in a picture called The Star Maker. I didn't quite revive it, though, because it took Perry Como to make it very popular this year.
I wonder who's kissing her now. I wonder who's teaching her how. I wonder who's looking into her eyes, breathing sighs, telling lies. I wonder who's buying the wine. For lips that I used to call mine. I wonder if he ever tells him of me. I wonder who's kissing.
Bingo. Huh? Yeah, Jim. Bob, bingo, your singing just proves to me more than ever that you're the man I'm looking for.
Indeed, James, and what, pray, are you seeking?
Bing, I got a great idea.
What?
We'll go into politics, and when we're elected, we'll go to Washington and investigate.
Thanks for cutting me in on this, Jim, but your plan, I fear, is too pixelated to be practical. It takes a politician to win an election. I know nothing about politics. Do you?
Do I know anything about politics?
That's what
You're talking to a scholar, a poet, and a peasant. And to prove it, I'm prepared to answer any question on the intricacies of international politics. Are there any questions?
Yes, Mr. Durante. Do you infer, for instance, from the analogy of Potsdam and Versailles, that international unanimity through unilateral procedure is categorically appropriate and totally indefensible?
A very interesting question. Are there any answers?
Jim. I'm afraid you'll never get us into Washington with your qualifications.
Are you kidding? No. Why, they'll have to let us into Washington. If they try to keep us out, I'll take the case to the Supreme Court. I'll even take it higher, to a notary public.
Well, if you're going to do that, I guess I pronounce us candidate and running mate. Now tell me, what party's banner do we hoist over our headquarters?
Well, we'll affiliate ourselves with the most popular party in the nation.
Naturally.
I've studied the trends, Bing. I've conducted my own poll and gone at the secret conclave with Fulton, with Fulton Jr.
Like a Henry Carlton boy.
This script was written earlier so I could louse it up at this more convenient time. And I know what the most popular party is.
Yes, yes, he cried breathlessly.
Is the Republican Party the most popular in the nation? No. Is the Democratic Party the most popular in the nation? No. I'll tell you what the most popular party in the nation is.
What?
It's the birthday party. I've got a way to woo the votes from the feminine genders, too.
What's your pitch?
I'm passing a law stipulating that no woman over 30 years of age can vote. That'll pack every female in the land into the polling booths.
Good, good move. Very sane strategy. But, you know what, Nate? We've got to come up with an issue that we can campaign for.
I've got the biggest political hot potato since the teapot.
You got a bad front rack.
Folks, you got to excuse me. That big looks at me and I go haywire.
No glasses either. No glasses.
That's what burns me up. At his age, no glasses.
What do you mean, my age? I tell you.
I've got the biggest political hot potato since the Teapot Dome scandal. Bing, do you know what's been happening with the revenue from the Panama Canal?
Senator, I never took a quarter. That's what I...
Well,
by the way,
well, I have the facts and figures right here.
Lay them out.
In 1923, the Panama Canal took in $18 million in toll charges.
Yeah.
In 1924, the Panama Canal took in only $16 million.
Well, that was a bad year for sea travel. There was a big epidemic of mal de mer.
I agree. But in 1925, the Panama Canal took in only $15 million. And in 1926, the figure was $10 million and 26 cents.
26 cents?
That year, we played host to a rowboat.
Cuffed him, huh? Cuffed the canoe.
Now, Bing, I'm getting to the nucleus of the whole thing.
The who? The nucleus? Yeah, you have it. You threw one in there.
In the year 1945, the Panama Canal took in only $3 million, and last year it dropped off further.
Well, Jimmy, what are we going to do about this?
There's only one thing to do. Fire Panama and get a new man.
Let him go back to making hats, huh?
Yeah. Well, he does.
That'll make a 6 7/8 for me.
I'll take 7 3/8.
Right, Bing. Yeah. I don't know where we are, but I'm talking. Right, Bing.
Yeah.
It's time this matter was brought up before the voting public.
Right.
We'll go out and make speeches in every nook. And crank. Wait a minute, he's got to get this line before he can talk. We'll go out and make speeches in every nook and cranny in the land.
You speak in the nooks and I'll talk in the crannies.
Now I'm glad we waited. Well, we'll go out stumping the country. And believe me, when we finish, the country's going to be stumped.
Listen, Jim, political campaigns cost a lot of tin, a lot of money. Who are we going to get to put up the dough?
A very dear friend of mine, Mr. S.K. Hogan.
Yes?
54 West Randolph Street, Chicago, Illinois.
How long have you known this fellow Hogan?
Since yesterday. He just switched to Calvitz. Oh. I'm telling you, we're a cinch. All we need now is a campaign team song.
Well, that's right. Let me see. Truman's got the Missouri Waltz. You got any ideas, notions?
Bing, I've got a campaign song that not only will bring out votes, but will also acquaint people with our backgrounds.
Is that good?
I happen to have a copy in my pocket. Will you join me?
Well, I ain't going to stand here without defending myself.
Where Bingsies and Jimmies and Dukes ain't flimsy, just watch for election results.
Get on the bandwagon, because friends, we ain't bragging. The nation we've got by the pulse.
They're ready to start the parade.
Come on and watch history made.
Come on out, the band is playing. The crowd is hooraying for Jim and Bing. Come on out, the band is playing. Since we threw our hats in the ring.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Who did that?
I did.
How do you like that, a talking horse? All right, now start the chorus and play in unison. Now, before you musicians give me any more trouble, I'm going to warn you that I weigh 160 pounds, all flesh and bone. There ain't a bit of muscle on me.
Don't go too far, Jim. There are 23 men in that orchestra.
That's all right. Just take a look at my chest.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. How did it happen?
Me and my big mouth. Orchestra, let's take it from the beginning. The Crosbys and Shanties and all the Duranties are what you might call charming bucks.
Just look at our record. Our background is checkered with social and unsocial chums.
And that's why we don't make no fuss.
We'd let anyone vote for us.
Come on out.
It's in the tradition.
You'll have our permission to raise your verse. Come on out. The opposition admits we're the people's choice.
Thank you. Thanks, Jimmy. And now that we've assaulted the populace with our campaign song, we can lean back and wait for the votes to roll in. And here's a vote from Philadelphia that elects Ken Carpenter to say a few words about field court.
Well, Bing, stop, look, and listen is the good word at Philco this year. Especially listen, because when you buy a new radio or radio phonograph, your own ears can tell you more about tone and performance than a book full of bromides. Drop in at your Philco dealer now and listen to the power and performance that's packed into every new Philco automatic radio phonograph. You can hear the improvement when you play your favorite records with Philco's new kind of tone arm, the patented dynamic reproducer. And nobody has to tell you how much more wonderful they sound with Philco's electronic scratch eliminator. It's the latest development from the Philco Laboratories, a brand new device that eliminates surface noise and needle scratch from any of your records, old or new. You'll find both the dynamic reproducer and the electronic scratch eliminator on a gorgeous Philco radio phonograph and a Chippendale console. Compare it before you buy. Remember, for 17 years, America has said, when there's a choice, it's a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
From Paramount's Welcome Stranger, here's a very nice tune, As Long As I'm Dreaming, by Burke and Van Heusen. That's Van Heusen, the pianist, not the caller.
As long as I'm dreaming, how nice it can be. How nice to have you in love with me. Did you know that you just kissed me? What a thrill I got. As long as I'm dreaming, why not? If I were just wishing, what good would it do? What chance would I have to wish for you? If you never know I love you, still it works out fine. As long as I'm dreaming, you're mine.
Well, I'll be diddly-dad burned if it isn't about time to scamper home and ask my moose how he liked the program.
Bing, do you mean to tell me that your moose actually listens to your program? Mm,
not only that, but if Hooper calls, he answers the phone. Say, Jim, the word's out that you've got your own show for United Rexall Drugs this year.
That's right, Bingo. Rexall gave me a two-way contract. Radio entertainer and soda jerk. In one of their largest stores.
One of the best. You're really right out there, boy.
Yes, and my latest picture happens to be a Technicolor.
What's the title?
This Time for Keeps.
Who's
the Lawrence it? Melchior.
Good boy.
Esther Williams.
Grand girl.
And an unidentified swimming suit.
Good night, Jim, and thanks a million.
Good night, Bing, and good night, Mrs. Calabash.
Mrs. Calabash. Thanks, folks, and good night.
Was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guest, Dinah Shore. And remember, for tops in radio listening all the time, get a Philco, famous for quality the world over. Thank you.